Parshas Mishpatim.
Yankala! Ah, Salam Aleichem, how are you? How nice of you to visit your Zaidi on Shabbos afternoon.
I love coming here. Zaidi, can you test me on the Chumash we learned this week?
Of course, of course.
It was a real hard parsha. Parshas Mishpatim.
Yes, yes, but a geschmacka parsha. Come, do you want to start at the beginning?
Well, Zaidi, actually, every one of us got a different pasuk that we're supposed to prepare. And when I come back to yeshiva, I'm supposed to be able to read that pasuk and explain it. So I was hoping, Zaidi, if you can help me prepare that pasuk.
Of course. We'll learn it together. Which pasuk?
Kapitel Chaf Beis Pasuk Lamed.
Go right ahead.
The Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li Uvasar Basada Treifa Lysochelu Lakelev Tashlichun Isai.
Well, you've read it, okay. How's about telling me what it means?
Well, it means V'anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li. That Rashi says that if we are careful not to eat things that are not kosher, then we are shali, then you are mine. And if not, einchem shali, then you are not mine. My Rebbe said every yid has to be as careful as he can to make sure that the food that we eat has the highest standard of kashrus. But on the other hand, my Rebbe also explained to us that we should not look down at other yidden who never had the chinuch and weren't taught the proper levels of kashrus. We have an obligation to teach them.
Very, very good, Yankala. It's very important that we look at it that way. Now, what else does the pasuk say over here? What does ibasa basada treifa mean?
It means that sometimes an animal, like a sheep, is ripped up by a wolf.
Oh, my.
By a lion.
Oh, my.
And then we're not permitted to eat it.
Why not?
Because in order for us to be able to eat an animal, it requires that a shochet slaughters it in the proper manner.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what do the last words of the pasuk mean? Lakelev tashlichun oso.
It means that we have to throw it to the dog.
I see. Why do we throw this piece of meat to the dog? Why not to any other animal?
Oh, my Rebbe said...
What did your Rebbe say?
My Rebbe said...
Very, very good.
What?
That was a very good answer.
But I didn't say anything. All I did was... I closed my lips and I went, trying to think what my Rebbe said.
But you said the answer.
I did. Oh, right. The dogs didn't bark when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. And Hashem doesn't hold back the reward of any animal. So therefore Hashem says we should give the treifa meat to the dog.
That's right. So when you were quiet and you didn't say anything, you explained why the dogs get the meat, because they were quiet and they didn't say anything.
I guess you're right, Zaidi. You know, Zaidi, if we're going to give meat today to dogs, they weren't the dogs that were quiet. It was like their grandfather or great-great-great-grandfather.
And maybe even more than that. But this tells you how important it is to be able to seal your mouth when you're not supposed to say anything. Holding yourself back from Lashon Hara or Achilus is something that benefits generations and generations to come.
Is there any other reason that we throw it to the dogs, A.D.?
Well, let's see. Now I think you've got me quiet. Well, I can think of two more things to tell you.
Great, Zaidi.
One is real serious, and the other is, perhaps a little bit for Simchas Shabbos, I'll tell you that one.
Can you tell me the second one first?
You know Alexei, don't you?
Of course.
Well, one day, Alexei came walking in to the Rav of the town.
Hey, Rav! Hello, Rav! What's Machman? How are you?
Alexei! Yes, what can I do for you?
I have over here a shayla on a piece of meat. I don't know whether it's kosher or not. Can you please look at it for me?
Sure, Alexei, I'll be very happy to look at it for you. Can I ask you a question?
Of course, you can ask me all the questions in the world. I may not have any answers, though.
I don't remember you ever coming to ask me a shayla before. Is this the first time you ever had a shayla on a piece of meat? Had you ever had a question about the kashrus of a piece of meat?
Oh, yes, I had plenty of questions. But I had a different way till now to try to figure out whether the meat was kosher or not.
And what way was that?
Oh, I let my dog rule on the question.
Your what?
My dog. Isn't that what the pasuk says? If you have a piece of treif of meat, and you want to know whether it's kosher or not, the pasuk says, give it to the dog.
But Alexei, the reason...
Oh, I know the reason. The reason is so the dog should decide whether it's kosher or not.
Alexei, how exactly does the dog decide whether it's kosher or not?
Oh, if the dog eats it, that's a sign that it's treifa. Because the pasuk says, treifa meat you should throw to the dog. If the dog does not eat it, that's a sign that it's kosher.
And that's how you pasked in your shilas until now?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, why now did you change your mind and you're not asking your dog anymore, but you're coming to me?
Why? I decided my dog is too machmir. He's too strict. He considers everything treif because he eats everything.
Oh, Zaidi, is that story really true?
Well, probably not. But, you know, it's one of the old Yiddish stories that were told.
What about the serious reason, the other reason we give it to a dog?
I'll tell you. Did someone ever do you a favor?
Sure, a lot of times people do me favors.
Did someone ever do you a favor again and again and again and again?
Yeah. Like Shimmy.
Yeah, what did Shimmy do for you?
Shimmy always lends me his bike whenever I need it. Sometimes by lunch I have to go home because I forget my homework. Sometimes by lunch I have to go home because I forget my lunch. He's really, really nice about it.
And did it ever happen that Shimmy said no?
Usually not. Except last week. I was supposed to bring in an assignment, and I did it, but I forgot it. So I had like 10 minutes left before school starts. I ran over to Shimmy, and I said, Shimmy, can I just take the bike now? And then, for some strange reason, Shimmy said, no, no, not now. I got really, really angry at him. He knew that it was important for me. Ooh, I don't know why he did that to me.
Now you know one of the reasons why we give the meat to the dog.
What? But Sadie, what does Shimmy and his bike have to do with the dog and the meat?
I'll tell you exactly what the Das Akenemi Bali Taisra says. You know one of the reasons we give it to the dog?
Why?
In those days, the dogs were in charge of watching a person's sheep. Everyone had like a dog, and the dog's job was to make sure that the wolf didn't get to the sheep. If the dog saw the wolf coming, he would bark and sometimes fight courageously. Now imagine, every single day, a person comes to gather in his sheep and there's the dog, standing there from morning until night, fighting off the wolves and the lions. One day, however, the owner comes out and he sees a sheep laying there all ripped up.
I guess the dog didn't do its job that day.
The nature of a person is, someone can do you a favor for 100 years in a row, The one time he doesn't do you the favor, or the one time he...
He blows it.
Right. All you remember is the last time. You don't remember all the times that he did you the favor, right?
You know, you're right, Zadie. I was so angry at Shimmy for not giving me the bike, I like totally forgot about all the times that he did give me the bike.
Now that's human nature. The Tyrus says, when you're angry at the dog, I want you to stop right there and then. And instead of saying, I'll kill you, dog, how dare you do this? Just when you want to be angry at him, now you think about all the times that the dog risked its life to save your sheep and reward him. Because the tiger wants to break our evil nature and implant within us what is so important and perhaps more important than anything else, appreciating the good things someone does for you and forgetting the bad.
Zadie, can you excuse me for a minute?
What's the matter?
I think I want to go over to Shimmy's house. I usually go to his house every Shabbos, and we have Onik Shabbos together, but this Shabbos I was sort of angry at him. Now I realize that this Shabbos, we should have a double Onik Shabbos.